A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. When Jesus noticed how the guests chose the places of honor, he told them a parable. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not sit down at the place of honor, in case someone more distinguished than you has been invited by your host. And the host who invited both of you may come and say to you, "Give this person your place." And then, in disgrace, you would start to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit down at the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, "Friend, move up higher." Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. He said also to the one who had invited him, "When you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, in case they may invite you in return and you would be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, and you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Years ago, I was invited to the wedding of a friend. I was very young and feeling a little insecure because I attended the wedding alone and I didn't know very many of the people there. So as I entered the banquet room, I looked for the very last, least conspicuous place in the corner of the room, and I sat down among strangers, wondering how I would manage the social amenities of the situation. In just a few minutes, the father of the bride approached me and ushered me to the head table. He said, "We've reserved a place for you up here. We want you to be close to the bride and groom." Can you imagine my relief? Even now, after 46 years, I can still feel the surge of liberation that I felt that day. Part of me felt that I didn't deserve that place. The other part of me felt deeply grateful. It felt like mercy. The wedding banquet is a powerful image of the reign of God. It's a place of unity and joy, a place of celebration and hope. Just as the guests at a wedding banquet are gathered in honor of the bride and groom and their love for one another, so do God's people gather in honor of God's love for us. If you've ever been involved in plans for a wedding, you know that one of the biggest challenges is compiling the guest list. Who's included and who isn't? Where do we draw the line? Sometimes this process evokes feelings from the past, both negative and positive. For example, I heard someone say recently, "I'm not going to invite them to my son's wedding because they didn't invite me to their daughter's wedding." How easily we can fall into a vengeful or at least unkind attitude. The good news of our message today is that God isn't like that. God forgives all injuries. God includes everyone. We don't ever have to deserve a place at the table. Grace is available to all of us. Salvation is offered to the unworthy as well as the worthy, if there are any. This gospel passage always reminds me of the short story called Revelation by Flannery O'Connor. The story is about Ruby Turpin, a smug southern woman who judges everyone by her own self-important, prejudiced standards. Eventually, she realizes the shallow foolishness of her life. And in the final scene, while hosing down hogs there in the pig pen of her farm, she rages at God. Then, as she contemplates the message God has sent her, she has a vision of redeemed souls winding their way to heaven as if on a highway. And I quote Flannery O'Connor, "There was only a purple streak in the sky, cutting through a field of crimson and leading, like an extension of the highway, into the descending dusk." She raised her hands from the side of the pen in a gesture hieratic and profound. A visionary light settled in her eyes. She saw the streak as a vast swinging bridge extending upward from the earth through a field of living fire. Upon it, a vast horde of souls were tumbling toward heaven. There were whole companies of white trash, clean for the first time in their lives, and bands of black folks in white robes, and battalions of freaks and lunatics, shouting and clapping and leaping like frogs. And bringing up the end of the procession was a tribe of people whom she recognized at once as those who, like herself and her son Claude, had always had a little of everything and the God-given wit to use it right. She leaned forward to observe them closer. They were marching behind the others with great dignity, accountable as they had always been for good order and common sense and respectable behavior. They alone were on key. Yet she could see by their shocked and altered faces, even their virtues were being burned away. She lowered her hands and gripped the rail of the hog pen, her eyes small but fixed unblinkingly on what lay ahead.